B'tochen for Life, Shir 512, Monday, Parshas Vayeshev. We are explaining that the psukim that Chazal gave us are the key for us to feel B'tochen. So let's analyze a few psukim that discuss the level of Mivtach, the level of Mishon, and the level of Tikva. So the first pasuk, like we mentioned, is a pasuk that we say at the end of Uvalitzion. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Perek Tes, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and Chazal put it at the end of Avodah Tzion that we should walk around with this pasuk throughout the day. And the pasuk says, "V'yivtichu v'cha yodei shemecha." The people that know your name, the people that understand your name, should have reliance on you, should have bitachon in you. Ki loy azavta darshecha Hashem. Because Rabbeinu Shlalom, you did not leave the people that are derish you, the people that seek you out. So the pasuk explains how you can have bitachin in the Rabbeinu Shlalom. And let's focus on the word v'yivtichu, which is the same word as miftach, and we are focusing on the lowest level of bitachin. The level of trust, the level of reliance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The level that a person trusts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his best interest in mind, and this is the best thing for him, and there's nothing else that the Rabbeinu Shlom could have done in that situation. It's the best thing for this person. That's what this pasuk is trying to help us feel. So the pasuk says, "V'yivtichu v'cha yodei shemecha." The people that know the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will feel mivtach, will trust Hashem. And the reason for that is because if you truly know the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's abilities are endless, and you understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love is endless, all you have to do is be a Yodei Shemecha, fully understand, fully internalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, then you will be able to be V'yivtichu, then you'll be able to feel Mivtach. And then we end off, ki lo yazavta darshecha Hashem. Because you have to remember that not only in when we understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness will we have Mivtach, but there's a benefit to having Mivtach. Ki lo yazavta darshecha Hashem. The Rabbeinu Shalom will never leave alone a person that is dayrish, the Rabbeinu Shalom, a person that seeks out HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a person that has Mivtach, a person that is trusting Hashem, even when Hashem does something that he would have preferred that wouldn't happen. A person is being derish the Rabbeinu Shalom when he feels feelings of Mivtach. So therefore the pasuk is stating, V'yivtichu v'cha yedei shmecha, people that fully internalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's might, people that fully internalize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love will have Mivtach, will trust Hashem, even in a difficult situation. Ki loy azavta darshecha Hashem, because they know that the Rabbeinu Shalom will never leave his derish, will never leave you if you feel Mivtach. Will you be guaranteed a Yeshua? It depends on your level of Betachan, like we explained. But every level of Betachan brings a Yeshua. And if you're feeling Mivtach, if you're trusting Hashem even when it's difficult, you will, Be'ezer Hashem, be Zeicha to see some sort of a Yeshua. Because the Rabbeinu Shlom will never leave someone that is seeking HaKadosh Baruch Hu.